For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
Because now, with people switching so quickly, now the question of like pensions and you know, in Canada, RRSP contribution and all these different mechanisms for like retirement, that's completely changing too. So have you seen any companies tackle that differently?
It's really the biggest inhibitor to the gig economy is actually mortgages. So pensions already became portable, right? 401k is now portable. That went portable, you know, years ago. Healthcare benefits now, you have companies saying you start healthcare on day one. I think there's some statistic like 40% of all US adults are on some sort of government healthcare program anyway. The real challenge to the gig economy really is mortgage. You know, you can make $1 million in your business, right, as a gig, and I can make $50,000 as a W-2 salary, and I'll have an easier time getting a mortgage than you will. Because the banking today, they want to see a W-2 as if a W-2 is the be-all and end-all. That's going to have to change because that's a huge inhibitor to the gig economy. I'll give you another statistic, Scott. 35% of all adults in the U.S. have a side hustle.
Mm-hmm. It's not surprising to me at all. Yeah.
Right. So I think what that really tells you is that whatever industry you're in, you need to sort of make sure that you could, I'll use your word, gigify a segment of your business because it's out there. The other thing that we're working on now, even internally, is what I call the four-fifths job, right? In other words, in this goal of work-life balance, you know, when do you shut down, right? If I send someone an email at 11 o'clock at night, it's not because I'm nuts and crazy. It's because there's something on my head that I want to email. Yeah. And I don't want anyone to feel like they have this responsibility to reply at 11 o'clock at night. And the best way to do that is, hey, look, you know, I want to have a four-fifths job. So pay me 80% of a salary and I'm going to, you know, make sure people work Monday, Tuesday, but then decide your schedule Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. But this way, you know, you could say, hey, I don't work Thursdays. I don't work Thursday afternoon and Friday afternoon. I don't work Fridays. And the expectation is that, hey, I don't work Fridays, and not I'm going to email you and I expect a response immediately. And things like Slack and all these collaborative tools actually are getting people nervous, right? Because, you know, it used to be that you're at your desk. Now, where are you? How come I could Slack you? So we have the freedom to walk around and the freedom to work wherever we want. But yet at the same time, this sense of responsibility to replying back, you know, synchronously as these things are actually happening. So there's some challenges there as well.
But the four-fifth job is not going to solve for that. That's a psychological issue that people have, that managers have to be cognizant of. Yeah, and that's something that's a huge, and that's why you see all these countries over in Europe that are either trying to stop people from respond or communicating outside of your work hours, or making it or protecting rights by, you know, saying like legally you don't have to respond after a certain time, right? So that they're almost like instilling like the psychological safety so that people don't feel
psychological work-life balance. Yeah. So I just think that look, as a business, being able to attract someone who only wants to work, you know, 4/5 of a job is actually creating a few things. Why? You're giving them that built-in flexibility that maybe other companies won't. So you're paying them less, but I think there's a lot of good things in doing it because you're trying to attract people, right? How do you build a culture, you know, when you're all working remotely? Like, how do you do that? And those are the things.
I have no idea. It's very hard.
I agree. You know, I was with another global head of talent, and he said to me, you know, Evan, here's the challenge. You know, my office, if I left the company, my office didn't change. This is my, right now I'm in a virtual office, but my office doesn't change. I work from my home. So if I left the company, it's not like I'm leaving friends. It's not like I'm leaving the restaurant down the corner or the best coffee or the best muffin, right? My home office isn't changing. My last name is, my email address is changing, but the rest doesn't change. So it makes it just so easy. You know, I had a job that I stayed in probably 6 months longer than I wanted to because it was just so, the commute was 7.5 minutes from my home. You know, but who would do that now, right? Who would do that? Yeah. I also had a company that they wanted me to move to Atlanta and I had to leave. They wanted me to move. Again, these are all things that just wouldn't happen in 2022.
Very good. No, it's very interesting to just see. And I think that maybe, you know, your comment on this as well, but COVID just moved things along quicker. But like, we were already going in this direction anyways. It was just it was just a massive accelerator.
That's right. Do you remember, you know, five years ago, we were talking about the efficacy of remote work.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. 5 years ago. Oh, I don't know. We don't allow it. We're vehemently opposed to remote work. You know, all these things are like, we were talking about that 5 years ago. And now it's like, do I make you even come in? Come in maybe one day a week? Like, how do I do that to make it meaningful? Like, we don't want to have Zoom day. So come in and it's pretty incredible that's really happened.
Okay. Let's wrap this up. I want to do a couple of rapid fire. But before I pivot, closing thoughts on future of work, future of talent, recruiting, and where you think the industry is going to go, what you're working on with recruiting.com in the future, recruiter.com in the future. And then I also want to get from you, like websites, socials, all that stuff.
Sure.
So you can go check it out.
Sure. So look, more money will be invested in hiring talent in 2022 than ever before. As the tightness of the labor market, the increase in hourly wages, the flexibility of the working environment, the ease of applying for jobs online, employees' desire for new experiences and work-life balance, and you know, this emergence of this job hopper economy. And you know, as I mentioned before, we estimate that the US will be investing more than $50 billion in 2022. Over the amount spent in 2019 just to hire talent.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.